You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We had full lines for Rattle Off, and then several people dropped off. What happened? 303-691-1649 if you would like to queue up for this. But it might be, I mean...
Could be quick today, too. We don't know.
It could be quick. I mean, you might not get through to play. I don't know. Here's Gus. Hey, Gus, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are you doing this weekend, Gus?
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out, huh?
No big plans.
Yeah. Sitting there looking out the window.
No big plans. Yeah.
Don't you have any work you can do around the house this weekend?
I do, actually. I got to mow the lawn.
Okay. See, I knew there was something.
Get it done. It looks horrible. It's getting long. Yeah. Your neighbors are talking about you.
What do you do for a living, Gus? What's your job?
Management.
That's it? Management?
Vague much?
That doesn't tell us anything.
For Vague Inc.?
Are you a drug dealer? Yeah, I mean, what do you do specifically?
I manage apartments.
Okay.
There you go. Now we know.
Well, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I am.
All right. 10 seconds. We need five famous people named Mike or Michael. Five famous Mikes or Michaels. Ready? And go.
Michael Jackson. Michael B. Michael Jackson. I don't know.
I might save that one for another time.
It's a pretty good one. I got about 10 of them.
That's actually loaded, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Gus. Let me try again.
Go mow your lawn, Gus.
Yeah, go take care of that weedy lawn. And thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
See you. Okay, we appreciate it. Was he high?
So high.
Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. Welcome to the show. Ashley?
Okay. We'll wait. No problem.
We'll wait on Ashley. We'll come back to her later. How about Lucy? Hey, Lucy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Welcome, guys.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm always doing fun stuff, hanging out with friends and my teenager.
Which would you prefer to hang out with?
The friends.
Not as much attitude, huh?
Not as much talk back, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
How old is that teenager?
16.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Yuck.
Well, I don't think it would have mattered if she'd said boy or girl. You're going to get the
same.
You're
going to get yuck either way.
You're going to get the same thing.
Yeah.
What's he into? Is he causing trouble or anything?
A little bit. You know, this online learning thing is a little tough. You know, I didn't quite realize how easy it was to cut class when you're at home.
Yeah, hard to stay focused. You got to stay on him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you having to take things away to punish him?
Usually the phone works well.
Yeah.
He did a good job of taking the car himself away because he got in a crash. So that I don't have as levers anymore.
Ruh-roh.
Boy, what are those insurance bills going to be like now?
Double?
Yeesh.
For 3 years.
What'd he do? Did he hit somebody, I would imagine?
Hit a parked car.
Parked so car?
Nobody got hurt.
Even but, worse. You know, how
I think there was texting involved, would be my guess.
How embarrassing. I hit a parked car.
What a dork.
5 days after you got it.
Five days. Look, I have made a point on this show of saying that the driver's licenses should not be handed out until at least 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And people think I'm crazy because parents don't want to have to deal with still driving their kids. But I'm telling you, 16-year-olds, in my
smart
opinion,
move, yeah.
8 out of 10 are not ready to be driving a car. There's 20% that can handle it. And the other 80% are like your son.
Give them more time.
Well, hopefully there'll be a lesson learned here and it scared them enough so that this won't happen again. You know, that's all I can hope for.
It'll happen again.
I'm from New Jersey, and we were 17, so that was a lot better, I think.
Yeah, at least one more year would be good.
Yeah, just at least a
something.
Little more. 16, they're just a couple of years away from playing with their G.I. Joes, you know, and watching cartoons. They're probably still watching cartoons.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure. You're going to give me an easy one today, hopefully?
I don't know. I don't know what's easy to some people and what's
You do not the mic
easy.
One again.
No, I don't want to do the mic one again. Here's what we'll do. 10 seconds. I need 5 cities or towns in the great state of Florida, which we talk about all the time on this show. 5 cities or towns in Florida. Ready? And go.
Sarasota, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Naples, Keys, Key West.
You know what? Naples was the 5th one, and you're a winner!
Job,
I don't know if
Lucy.
That makes up for doubling your insurance costs or not.
Yeah.
But,
what is the cost then? Every 6 months.
Well, but I'm charging him because I don't have the money for
well,
it.
Well, yeah, so, but what's his bill then?
It went from 125 to 225
per month, right?
Per month. Yeah.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm. So that's $2,700, almost $2,700 a year.
Yeah, that stings.
For 3 years.
That stings.
That's like $8,000 to $9,000 in insurance costs before he's 19.
Well, I hope the text was worth it.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Plus, you know, it was just he was just texting a picture of himself to somebody.
Yeah.
So
I look good.
No. Who knows?
Bless your heart.
Well,
listen.
This is going to help me. I can go to Black Eyed Pea with my friend.
There you
That's
go.
That's exactly right. Leave him at home.
They do have a bar.
Bring him a doggy bag.
There you go.
Lucy, you're terrific. I hope you have a great weekend. Hold on, and we'll be right back, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank
you. All right,
hold on. You're welcome. Yeah, Josh will tell you all about your gift card. Oh, man, my heart goes out to her
for
that.
No joke. That's so much money. Ugh.
Yeah.
And stress. And ugh.
Well,
yuck.
There's another winner. We'll play again on Monday here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.